Let's begin our time on the phones with Marie in Houston, Texas, who's watching us on YouTube. Hi there, Marie. Thanks for calling in to New Life Live.
Hi. Thank you for taking my call.
You bet. Thanks for calling in today.
So my question has to do with my 17-year-old, who we just learned very recently has been making some very poor friend choices, which led to poor choices in some activities that he was willing to engage in. It would be wonderful if you could help me understand the difference between Christian counseling and a counselor maybe that's not necessarily promoting themselves as a Christian counselor for teens, because I also learned that a couple of the guys that he was hanging out with have threatened suicide to their parents. And so I don't know all of what my son has been engaging in and exposed to and where his mind is. I don't know either if I'm kind of jumping the gun here and maybe overreacting, but kind of leaning toward wanting to get him into an office talking to somebody that he might be more comfortable speaking with.
Well, at the very least, his friends are struggling, right? So that is an impact on him. And there is always that kind of group think and where people gravitate towards people who are struggling in some of the same ways. And so you see that amongst kids who like engage in cutting. Often they're in a group of friends who are all cutting. And so, I'm glad that you're concerned, because we want to try to head these things off at the pass. And being a 17-year-old boy these days is not easy. So in terms of your question, Marie, the difference between like pastoral counseling, where they mainly use the Bible and talk through scripture with someone in terms of addressing the problems. Now, a lot of them have had more training and do more of a counseling type of situation. But I think you can find someone who is a Christian and also is a licensed professional therapist, so that has the training, but also has the worldview as a Christian, but isn't out there saying, okay, this is Christian counseling. No, this is counseling or therapy, but the person is a Christian. So then there's greater trust. And in that distinction, it's not that God isn't a part of it. God is a part of all that we do. I mean, he is the one that makes the changes. But we can address things based on the client's comfort level. And you don't have to throw Christian ease at someone to have it be biblically based, right? Those of us who are Christians and professionals, we have our training, but we're not going to promote a type of therapy that would be contradictive to the Bible and to the Lord. So I think sometimes you get it, and people don't realize this, you get the best of both when you have someone who's a solid Christian but has the professional training.
Yeah, Jim?
Well, I think that's well said. You know, I choose counselors who are Christian, and there's different philosophies. She actually, when she was talking about pastoral counseling, sometimes that is great and that works. Mm-hmm. There's people who tend to lead in more of a biblical counseling, and I think you can get some help from your church and they can give you good ideas. I would think of a couple things. My background is youth ministry, 17-year-olds. I think all 17-year-olds should just go get counseling because they're going through this. They're not adults yet, but they're also not children. And there you go. So, but I kind of say that in with the tongue in my cheek, but sort of not, to be honest. I think you make the counseling positive. A lot of times, a 17-year-old, if you're going, you're going to need counseling, you're with the wrong friends, things aren't going good. That's maybe the last thing they want to do. So I think you the way you speak about counseling to them is also, this is a gift. Counselors are, really can help us. For me personally, I suggest that people, understand what the Bible says, that where there is no counsel, the people fall in the multitude of counselors, there is safety. So, I'm very pro counselor, but that also means my kids didn't hear, you got to be crazy to go see a counselor. Right. So because my kids heard that when it was time for them to get married, they went to premarital counseling with a Christian therapist. If they've had all three of my daughters are married, one of them had some moments in their life, and they actually went to a counselor that both Jill and I love, Dr. David Stoop. And they got so much out of it, but they never heard the stigma that goes along with it. So, you know, that, so I would make sure how you say that. Mm-hmm. Then the other thing I would say about the counts with, you know, getting them counseling is if they won't go, maybe you go first to someone and look for people, ask around and look for someone who is really good with a 17-year-old. Because honestly, there are counselors who, as with anything, you go to church and there's certain people, you know what, they're not going to be good with 17-year-olds. So you find somebody who, you know, really
hopefully
can relate
a
to a 17-year-old. And I would go with a male. Mm-hmm. And sometimes it helps to talk to the counselor ahead of time because, you know, your son may not even bring up the suicide stuff. So you've got an agenda for your son to talk to. But if your son is talking with them, they don't even have a clue where it's going to go. And maybe he goes off on something else, which could be good, could be not good. So sometimes it's best for you to have that conversation or at least a short conversation on the phone. A lot of counselors will, you know, will allow that. They give, it gives perspective to where you're looking for. But I wouldn't say to your son, you need long-term counseling. I would say, hey, you know, why don't we all get an assessment? I'm going to get an assessment. You get an assessment.
Yeah, and, a place to go to talk about things when we need to.
Right, right.
Right? And you could say, son, I know you're concerned about some of your friends.
Right.
So I thought maybe having someone to talk to about that might be helpful.
Exactly. And Marie, with you, because again, he's making some, he has some friend choices that you're not happy about. He has some activities that you're not happy about. Honestly, you could get some help. They'll give you perspective and they'll let you get that perspective, you know, out first and let them talk. So lots of good people, and you don't have the problem in Houston because there's great Christian counselors. If you lived in a very rural area and there weren't Christian counselors, and I think sometimes even secular counselors who aren't against a biblical worldview, you know, somebody's cutting, they know how to help them. You just go. We get advice from doctors all the time who aren't Christian or not Christian. So again, that's my thought, but I would get them in there.
Well, and also though, I think with young people, if there is any church involvement at all, if you can pull in, like you talked about being a youth pastor, youth pastors are the best.
Yeah, no, they're
talking to teens,
right? And they are doing a form of counseling. They're not trained in it, so they're loving on the person.
That's important. Yeah. They're
but
being
also,
a mentor,
you know,
and a friend.
When I was a youth pastor, you know, I had a list of the best counselors in the area who I knew who I trusted. Mm-hmm. And so sometimes you can go to a youth pastor and say, who do you suggest if you don't know anybody? And they'll say, hey, look at this, is this person does this, this person, you know, does that. And like I used to send a lot of the kids to a guy who used to be a youth pastor and then he became a therapist. And he was great because he goes, I love the kids you send me because I get to kind of play youth pastor and counselor and one of the best counselors I knew. Yeah.
Well, and also in a lot of churches, again, I don't know if he is involved or not, but they have, you know, like life groups where it's just all boys, where
Absolutely.
You talk about life transitions and stuff. Yeah. So all that stuff, I think, is really
and
important.
And we as parents have to understand that all of that is counseling.
Yes.
You know, you can't just say, you know, the old idea of, you know, somebody comes into your office, Jill, and you lay them on, you put them on the couch and they go, you know, in my past life, you know, that's not that. And you're not going to do that with a 17-year-old. So it's
come
not
at it from all angles.
It's not either or, it's all of the above. It's hard for a mom when we're desperate though. And they say, I don't want to go to the counselor. Mm-hmm. I don't want to go there. So you got to be careful how that.
So then maybe you start with, well, maybe you join this life group. Maybe you meet with the youth pastor.
Exactly.
And then go in through the side door.
And if that doesn't work, maybe you say, hey, there's a great retreat that's going on. We'll pay for the retreat if you want to go and bring a friend because they want a friend.
Mm-hmm.
Bring a friend. And all of a sudden they go, wow, they make up the eye. When they own the therapy, if you would, or when they own the personal spiritual growth, or when they own any of that, it's a lot easier than when parents are kind of shoving it down their throat.
Right. And when they're still living at home or they're still in high school, you do have leverage.
You
still.
Do. You do.
Would How We Love Our Kids be a good resource for?
Sure.
Okay, very good. Marie, thanks for calling in today to New Life Live. We're going to send you a copy of How We Love Our Kids from the newlife.com store.